This is Conor Lennon from UN News. The cultivation of traditional but now largely overlooked foodstuffs could help to sustain populations in the modern world, according to a research technician at the Breadfruit Institute at Hawaii's National Tropical Botanical Garden. The starch-rich breadfruit, which tastes similar to potato, was one of around 27 so-called canoe plants that were brought by boats to the Hawaii archipelago in the Pacific Ocean by early Polynesian settlers who arrived by sea centuries ago. In modern times, it has fallen out of favour as a staple dish, despite its nutritious and versatile nature, but now the Breadfruit Institute is promoting it as a response to critical global food security issues, especially for developing island states. Daniel Dickinson met research technician and farmer Noel Dickinson, who's no relation, under a breadfruit tree at the National Tropical Botanical Gardens on the island of Kauai, and began by asking her to describe what the plant looks like.
Just a quick and dirty description, I believe, would be easiest to equate it to a soccer ball with smaller segments. And then imagine a soccer ball is green and much more textured and quite delicious and starchy. That's a breadfruit.
Who eats it and how do they eat it?
It's a fruit that grows on a tree. It's actually a female flower. The tree itself sets both female and male flowers. You eat the female flowers, which are the fruit. Here in Hawaii, locals eat it, not as prevalently as other island states or island nations of the Pacific, because it was never a staple starch traditionally for Hawaiian people, but it was one of their canoe plants.
So, what do you mean by canoe plant?
So canoe plants are a set of about 27 plants that were brought by voyaging people that were looking to settle islands. So as the people of the Pacific became the people of the Pacific and migrated out of Southeast Asia, they brought with them a set of utility plants for house building, for canoe building, for weaving, for food, obviously. And so there are a multitude of plants like breadfruit that are multi-use, so for wood and food and the leaves and medicinal purposes as well.
So these are very important plants.
Oh yeah, very important plants. And also very resilient plants. So they had to be able to withstand that voyage, open ocean, salty air, dry, hot sun for sometimes months, and then be able to be planted and grow.
Why are you so interested in researching the breadfruit?
So breadfruit is important because its growing area on the globe actually mirrors the same area that has the highest population of hunger. And so, in a nutshell, Breadfruit Institute's goal was to feed the hunger, and that's a general statement, but if you look at where the hunger is, it's the exact same growing climate that's perfect for breadfruit. And so, as an example, I mean, this tree is very productive. And so as an example, this year alone, we've had one tree where we harvested over 130 pounds of breadfruit from one tree in this orchard. And so you can imagine having an orchard of 30, it could feed a whole community. And so it's kind of, the barriers have been trying to change the mindset of what types of starches we eat and what we've become accustomed to eating. And also, how do you introduce something new to people who have never tried it before? And people of all backgrounds that have never tried it before, including Polynesian and Micronesian and Melanesian.
What's been the reaction so far? Are people eating more of the breadfruit on this island?
Yes. So there's been great reaction so far. In the grocery store now, you can buy breadfruit hummus. Last year in November, there was a breadfruit cook-off. So cooks brought their best dishes and had a cook-off. And that was something that we, Breadfruit Institute, didn't even have a hand in. So people are really enthusiastic about this new, not even a new, this traditional crop that now is showing to be something that can be relevant today for people that may have issues with certain starch crops like gluten and stuff like that, because breadfruit is gluten-free. So,
how central to your work is the traditional knowledge which comes with the breadfruit?
I would say it's integral. When we're working on new planting ideas that we have, we always try to reference materials and methods and what uncle said that he saw somebody doing or what he does, because the plant itself was brought here on a canoe with a host of other plants and did not grow by itself, right? And so it's integral to us to include that cultural component into our methodology in growing breadfruit.
And how important is the element of sustainability, the sustainability of the plant and the communities that it feeds?
I think that it's of great importance, and breadfruit is a crop that's grown on islands, and even in the Atlantic, grown on islands. And so island ecology is very fragile, and just even our island economics and food availability is fragile. Even our store and product type, you know, go to the store and buy your food, that is fragile. We have maybe enough food on Kauai to feed people for 2 weeks if we get cut off. And so it's of the greatest importance to have availability of abundant food, and then also to maintain our watersheds and cultivate the food in such a way that we're not impacting the environment in a negative way, but actually revitalizing it and regenerating our soil and air. And
how can other tropical areas benefit from the work that's being done here at the research
center? Other tropical areas could definitely gain from perpetuating dynamic growing environments, and also returning to cultural plants and the plants that sustain their people prior to modern times, and really seriously looking at those cultivation methods that allowed them to thrive enough to decide to get in a canoe again and go to another island. So these are things that are of 27 plants enabled entire populations to eventually end up in Hawaii. So that is amazing to me, and I think that other island nations could definitely benefit from turning back to culture and taking a reference from what successes they had in the past themselves.